This is Unformatted from RTFM. Dolby On means Thomas Dolby. This is Flying North from the Wireless LP back in 1983.
Floor of a Pan Am bar. I'm staring right into the light and I'm droning like a moth. And I'm flying north again. Here come the men in suits, neighbors waving in the runway glare. Niggas steaming in the chilly air of the morning. At the end of a double day, at the back of an airport lounge, I'm staring down into the cold till I'm worn out like a cloth. And I'm flying north.
Next, we have Dissidents from the Flat Earth. Thank you. The most recent release we have by Thomas Dolby is a CD soundtrack called The Gate to the Mind's Eye. We're going to play Neo, Near Earth Object, which features guest vocalist Dr. Fiorella Terenzi. Now, the CD jacket here says that Fiorella holds a doctorate in astrophysics from the University of Milan. Working at the University of California, San Diego, she performed the first experiment translating radio waves from galaxies 180 million light-years away into sound. The result was released on her own album, Music from the Galaxies. Fiorella studied opera at the Conservatorio Ghiberti, Milan, Corsi Popolari. Her CD-ROM, The Invisible Universe, is being released by the Voyager Company.
Go out to the desert, you might find a peace. They are pieces of stars, same as you and me. They have traveled through space for thousands of years. Lucky, but you will never find a piece of Soyuz or Sputnik or Apollo 9. They are still out there. They are very faint, and the pollution in our atmosphere wash out their pale light. Floating without aim, without life, or else charred on re-entry. They are still out there, floating within the orbit of Mars. Neo, 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 Neo.
I really think that Thomas Dolby is the godfather of techno. All you have to do is listen back through his recordings that go all the way back to 83, maybe even before that. It's, you know, I'm sure that that there's been something that was maybe released in Britain that was before wireless in 83. But it really sets the stage for things that have happened since then in techno and in production.
The only problem that he has with being techno is, you know, in some ways, it's kind of like the Joe Jackson syndrome. Like, maybe he's a little too good.
Yeah. Sad but true. Anyway, this is from the CD Astronauts and Heretics. And this is typical Thomas Dolby. It's so groovy, and it's just so pop. It's big fun. And that's why people fall in love.
Tell me who's change the fact that black is black, and she's an airhead. And while I'm impressed with the length of those legs, she's not an intellectual giant. She likes to model, a maybe act, or start a magazine before she signs any contract. She better learn to read.
And that's a fact.
But in her dreams, she's the queen of a fashion regime.
Ask me, do I love you? Does the poet live in the woods? Or is Harris Dinner Strand, baby?
This is Marty at Radio.com, thanking you once again for keeping your Dolby on through the whole show. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. There'll be more unformatted. But the weatherman says it may rain.
Unformatted from RTFM.